Unit 3, Test 1, Section 1. Number 1. It's polite to leave a party at the same time as the other guests.
Number 2. In many countries in the world, men kiss each other when they meet.
Number 3. Nodding the head means agreement.
Number 4. Waving one's hand is to say goodbye.
Number 5. In France, it is the custom to shake hands with people in the office every morning.
Number 6. It's good manners to wait in line.
Number 7. I can manage it myself.
Number 8. Shaking one's head means disagreement.
Number 9. Being familiar with a foreign country's customs can make one's stay easy and comfortable.
Number 10. A smile and a handshake show welcome.
Section 2, Number 11. Bill set the books on the watch.
Number 12. This dictionary costs $6, but the girl has only $5.
Number 13. Paul left home at 7 and Peter left 10 minutes earlier.
Number 14. Dick left his coat on the chair by the door.
Number 15. John saw a car hit a dog. Section 3.
Number 16. What's the time by your watch?
10:30, but it's 5 minutes slow. Question, what's the correct time?
Number 17. I believe the film starts at 6:30.
Good. We have 20 minutes to get there. Question, what time is it now?
Number 18. Hello, Peter. This is Mary speaking. Is Dick at home?
No, Mary. He's at the office. He'll be back in a minute for supper. Question, where is Dick now?
Number 19. Can you stay for supper?
I'd like to, but I have to go to the station to meet my cousin. Question, where's the man going now?
Number 20. Bob must be 20 or so.
Yes, when Dick left home 7 years ago, Bob was already 16. Question, how old is Bob now? Test 2, Section 1. Frank and Peter want new bicycles. Petrol is very expensive, so they both want to cycle to work. They are looking at the advertisements. What about this flying fish bike? It's very cheap, only 280 yuan.
Yes, but the Gold Lion bike is even cheaper. It's 240 yuan.
How old is the Gold Lion one?
It's a 1977 model.
The flying fish is a 1979 model. It's newer. Frank and Betty are still looking at the advertisements. They can't decide which bike to buy.
The Gold Line bike looks very comfortable.
Yes, but the Flying Fish looks bigger.
I don't want a big bike. I want a comfortable one.
All right. The Gold Lion bike is good, but the Flying Fish is better. Frank and Peter want new bicycles. Petrol is very expensive, so they both want to cycle to work. They are looking at the advertisements. What about this Flying Fish bike? It's very cheap, only 280 yuan.
Yes, but the Gold Lion bike is even cheaper. It's 240 yuan.
How old is the Gold Lion one?
It's a 1977 model.
The Flying Fish is a 1979 model. It's newer. Frank and Betty are still looking at the advertisements. They can't decide which bike to buy.
The Gold Line bike looks very comfortable.
Yes, but the Flying Fish looks bigger.
I don't want a big bike. I want a comfortable one.
All right. The Gold Lion bike is good, but the Flying Fish is better.
Section 2. Little Mary is a good girl. She began to go to school last year, and now she's in grade 2. Her home is not far from the school, but she's often late for class. She likes watching TV, listening to the radio in the evening, and goes to bed late, so she can't get up on time in the morning. This term, Mr. White, Mary's uncle, works in her school. He teaches grade 2 history. He's very strict with his students. Of course, with Mary, too. He often tells Mary to obey the school rules and come to school on time. Yesterday morning, Mary got up late. When she hurried to school, it was 8:15. Her uncle was waiting for her at the school gate. "You're 10 minutes late for the first class, Mary," Mr. White said angrily. "Why are you often late for class?" "Every time when I get to the street corner, I always see a guidepost. It says, 'School, go slow.'" Little Mary is a good girl. She began to go to school last year, and now she's in grade 2. Her home is not far from the school, but she's often late for class. She likes watching TV, listening to the radio in the evening, and goes to bed late, so she can't get up on time in the morning. This term, Mr. White, Mary's uncle, works in her school. He teaches grade 2 history. He's very strict with his students. Of course, with Mary, too. He often tells Mary to obey the school rules and come to school on time. Yesterday morning, Mary got up late. When she hurried to school, it was 8:15. Her uncle was waiting for her at the school gate. "You're 10 minutes late for the first class, Mary," Mr. White said angrily. "Why are you often late for class?" "Every time when I get to the street corner, I always see a guidepost. It says, 'School, go slow.'"
Section 3. "Could you please write a note for my teacher?" "To your teacher? Why? What do you want me to say?" "Could you tell him I couldn't do my homework last night because I didn't feel well?"
"Would you please write a note to my science teacher?"
"To your teacher? Why? What do you want me to say?"
"Could you tell him I haven't finished my science project yet because our home computer erased it?"
"Could you please write me a note to Miss Day?"
"To your teacher? Why? What do you want me to say?"
"Could you tell him I was late for school in the morning because our car wouldn't start?"